This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm a little afraid that the intro for The Word is getting as long as some of the other intros on this show.
It's still pretty short. That was like an extra 4 seconds.
Yesterday's movie intro was all time.
Yeah, I mean, I timed it. It was 3 minutes in.
You didn't even see the movie, you.
Yeah. And you spoiled it.
Human.
How's that massage? I guess you need another one.
You give her a nice massage. The whole break. That was crazy.
Didn't work.
See? He wants something from me. You should just spit
what
it out.
What are you trying to get?
Like a good attitude.
That's nope. What you're trying to get.
What was that word? Yes and.
Yes and.
Don't. Oh, are we going to try that one?
Tell you. No one.
Yes and.
Yes and. It's the opposite of yes. Let's see here. I'm going to start just a couple of quick TV reminders for over the weekend before we hop into the music. Sunday, 8 o'clock, NBC, the Billboard Music Awards. Janet Jackson is hosting. Kelly Clarkson is hosting. Janet Jackson is getting an Icon Award.
Oh.
The performers include Camila Cabello, Ariana Grande, John Legend, Dua Lipa, Jennifer Lopez, and a million more. They're actually saying all kinds of collaborations. Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato, Macklemore and Kesha. Probably that song that they're doing. Salt-N-Pepa and En Vogue together. It's going to be a big night. Friday, today, on Netflix, the second season premiere of 13 Reasons Why. Saturday on NBC, 11:30 p.m. Unless they're doing that live, sometimes they do it early. The season finale of Saturday Night Live. Tina Fey is the host and Nicki Minaj is the musical guest. All right. What's coming up in the news, man?
Oh, so much stuff. I'll ask you about how you eat certain foods.
No.
I've got some fast facts for you. I have the key to true happiness.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Kind of a gloomy-looking Friday out the window here, but I'll tell you something.
Yes.
Things took a turn for the sunny side in this studio
during
the break. Well, it was amazing. I don't know how. Oh, I know what it was, because the new Backstreet Boys song is called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and it's not a cover of the Elton John Kiki D song. But I started singing Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and I was like, oh, Vinny, that would be a perfect song for you and me to duet on. And he looked over at me and goes,
that sounds like a great idea.
That's exactly what he said.
That's not exactly
it
what
is.
He said.
And I was like, oh my God, great, Brent, grab it. Get the thing up. And then Vinny goes, oh, no, I thought you meant Monday at 5:45. Well, I said, no, we're going to do it right now. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay!
All right, hold on, though. We're going to make you wait for it. Okay, go ahead and hit the time.
Wait a minute. We're doing it right now?
Yeah.
Well, I can't see the screen.
Yeah, you can.
I just turned on. Oh, no. Oh, no. You might have to start it over.
No, we're still good. We're still good.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Woo! You take the weight off of me.
When I was down,
I was your clown.
Ooh!
And nobody knows it. Nobody knows. This is like the best gift you could ever give me on a Friday. Like, you make me so happy right now. I'll never break your heart, Vinny. Don't go breaking mine, darling.
I feel like you guys gave me the wrong words.
No,
they didn't even line up.
It's coming back with the ooze. I don't go breaking your heart.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Won't go breaking your heart.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, come on, right out of that song. I
leave the reverb on. Leave it on.
I leave it on for the whole show?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just do it with the show.
Eight people dead at a Texas high school.
Oh, that's not funny.
Well, I'm not trying to
make with you.
All right, let's get serious for a moment.
Oh, my.
All right, bring it down.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'll have the reverb after this story.
Serious stories take the reverb off.
Let's be cool.
Possible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Krispy Kreme, location at Fisherman's Wharf. Glazed. Old fat. Oh, my ears feel weird from all the echo.
Vinny, you were amazing.
Was I?
On fire.
I don't feel good about
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Glazed, old fashioned, sprinkles, you name it. That's Krispy Kreme at Fisherman's Wharf.
Yeah. It's good times at Fisherman's Wharf, Krispy Kreme.
Did you start to get sweaty during that, or was that just me?
I think it was just you. I know. I had my shirt off already. I mean, my coat off already. I had my shirt on the whole time.
That's how she got me to sing, everyone.
Yeah, I took my shirt off for him.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So I didn't mean to go from the nonsense to the real, but I told you earlier we got an early report that there had been a school shooting. I still don't have full confirmation of this.
They just did a very brief news conference, and they said 8 to 10 people have been killed.
Multiple deaths after gunmen opened fire at a Texas high school. Jeez. The suspect is in custody. I don't have any more details beyond that, but I did want to at least make that clear because we'd mentioned it first thing this morning, and now we know that it wasn't fireworks. It wasn't a mistake. It happened. How about a fast fact?
Oh my God. All right. It's so disheartening.
Always on a Friday too.
I know. It's a pisser, and it's, you know, the thing that bothers me is we'll get nothing out of our government but the thoughts and prayers, which are worthless. And depending on the color of the person's skin, it'll be terrorism or mental health issues that need to be. It's disgusting. It sickens me. And it happens all the time.
What about the laws? Anything will happen with the laws?
No, nothing will happen. Nothing will change. Nothing will be offered. No solutions will be presented. And we'll have another shooting next week.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
All right, I love those.
Great.
Reading gossip about a celebrity creates a momentary feel in your brain that's as good as eating great food or winning money.
Oh, how
gossip?
Exciting.
Gossip?
No,
gossip.
It doesn't. Yeah. Well,
it depends
money.
On who
Come
it is.
On.
I'd rather win money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, celebrity gossip has been one of the cornerstones of this show for 20-something years. There's a reason for it.
Yeah. Can we get like a can we get one of those like echo effect, like a delay effect?
Yeah, give us
effect.
I need
effect.
Equipment. Oh. I need equipment for that. I have a
just have a little
a mediocre mixer right now.
Okay,
I could add that in though.
Yeah, let's get some
with
cool
budget.
Effects.
Well,
I like some
not
voice modulation.
Sing again, so that's fine.
Oh my God, you're crazy!
Are.
After the success of our last singing day, we're going to release that as a single. That's amazing.
I can just hear the textures now.
The hotline's ringing. That concerns me a little bit. Is that our boss?
You get it, Hooman.
Usually he's out on Fridays, yeah. So we should be good.
Unless he's listening from somewhere else.
Turn the echo off, you punks.
No, it's our intern candidate coming for paperwork.
Oh, good.
Phew.
Kneva.
Kneva?
Oh, Kneva's going to be evil Kneva.
All right.
I'm excited.
The average Costco store makes $164 million in revenue per year.
Whoa.
Damn.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
Cheese is not one of the 27 ingredients listed on the side of a can of Cheese Whiz.
Well, I mean, do they list milk?
I don't know. I just know cheese isn't in there.
I mean, I would think that, you know,
the stuff that makes cheese would be on the list.
That would be my thought.
I feel like I'm going to fall out of my chair. Anybody else getting dizzy from this?
I sort of like it.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697.
Okay, we can kill it. Oh, man, we're so regular now. I like when we were enhanced.
510 says, silly Sarah. Vinny doesn't hide in bushes. He hides in closets.
That's right. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't
about
be
that.
A duh. I fell in the bushes.
Right. I had it backwards.
And couldn't get out.
Yeah, I thought you fell in the closet.
And just decided to sleep there for a while. Mm. I'm told. I don't even remember it. Matt Costa toured with Jack Johnson and plays the guitar, says 510. We got that. What was the second band that Vinny wanted? I like that.
Yeah, Parquet.
Parquet Courts.
Nice.
Who was the artist before James Bay? The Southern Rock? Was it Jeff Beck?
No, Joe Bonamassa.
Doing a Jeff Beck song. Right. And someone wrote in and said, the second one, Pretending, is a Clapton song.
Oh.
makes sense.
Well, it was a live show, apparently, right? Wasn't that the,
but
was
the
that
album
the
was like
one?
The English Blues, right?
Yeah, but it was, it did say live on it. So I wonder if he just was doing a bunch of covers that night or whatever the thing was. Let me see here. British Blues Explosion Live.
Yeah, so that was just
a bunch of Brits.
Enough of Clapton is, they call him God.
Sure. We should have asked the British consul about it when he was here. Is Clapton God?
I was going to ask him about music, but, you know, I didn't know.
We only had a couple
minutes. He liked the Struts, so he was into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
He was just delightful.
Oh, people liked him.
Good.
You know what?
In fact, we'll
take a break. And when I come back, I'll read you all the texts.
And can we sing another song?
I mean.
Yeah!
Oh, boy!
What's going to stop us now, right?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.